Charlie, are you there?
I am here.
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Standing out on the deck in the sun, so can't complain.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous one. I think I'll head to the beach before I go to work. Enjoy it. So, you've been on tour this month all across New Zealand.
I have. Me and Eric Hillman, a.k.a. Billy Fluid from the island, we've been on tour. It's a 7-day tour, all the way down to Dunedin and back.
Wow, taking the country by storm, eh?
it was to promote our new record. We got an actual 12-inch vinyl record released. Bought that out a month ago under my own label, and it's a dubstep tune, and it's actually New Zealand's first ever dubstep record, so it's a piece of musical history.
Yes,
so that was pretty exciting.
For those uninitiated, what is dubstep?
Dubstep is a kind of new genre of music that's been around in the UK since about 2002, and it's just swept through New Zealand over the last couple of years, and one of the fastest growing genres over here. And basically, in a nutshell, it's club music. And it's kind of like dub. It's at dub tempo,
okay,
but it's
cool.
So it's nice and slow and groovy, but it's just got heaps of grunt to it. Like if you could imagine dub with like a bit of punch, and so it's everything from like skanky reggae to like really heavy drum and bass orientated dubstep, and it's quite a diverse little genre there that everyone seems to be loving. So, and I've been getting into it for the last 5 or 6 years, so it's good, exciting to see it emerging in New Zealand.
Fantastic. So have you been doing the majority of your recordings on the island?
Yes, but doing all of my own solo stuff on the island. I've got an album coming out in March next year, and that was all written in Ostend Massive.
Represent.
Yeah, I'm doing heaps of collabs with producers all over the country, so just working in their studios around the place as well. So, all my solo stuff done on the island, and all Billy Fluid's vocals are done here as well, up in Blackpool.
Blackpool,
yeah,
the way
Blackpool
to go. Exactly. Now, so how long have you been on the island for, Charlie?
I've been living here for 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
Wow!
Moved here when I was a wee one, and did my schooling here, and just moved here with my family, and everyone moved off, and I just decided to stay. I fell in love with the place, and it's the place where I want to have my children.
it's absolutely paradise.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I grew up here too, moved off, and recently moved back, and you're just at home. It's just a perfect place to be, especially, you know, as a kid, and bringing out kids as well.
Totally.
So I was just wondering, how has the Heki influenced you and your creative talents?
Well, one thing I'm really stoked about is the fact that in all industries there's politics, and in the music industry it's really rife, and especially in Auckland there's a lot of politics going down, and it's quite silly stuff, and being on the island really allows you to be detached from it all. Like, I've got guys sort of that I do work with and stuff, but then they're all from Auckland, but I can, like, some reason being on Waikiki just detaches me from all that stuff, and I can just kind of come home and not let any of that shit kind of get me down, and I think that really helps, because a lot of the time people get influenced in the music they make by their surroundings and by what's happening around them, and if it's negative, then
it's not going to do much for the creative talent.
Yeah, it starts to stand out. But I live on a little batch on top of a hill overlooking the water, and you know, I live there with my wife and beautiful wife, Penelope, and, you know, I've got a pretty chilled lifestyle over here, and it definitely takes away a lot of the stress, that sort of city living has, you know, and it's just nice to have a break away from all that stuff.
Do you think that you could do it in Auckland? Do you think you'd get as much out of it as you, instead of living on the island? Or, you know, do you think the island really sort of pushes the tranquility and, you know, really comes through in your music? You know,
yeah,
do you think you could base yourself somewhere else and do it?
I think if I made music in Auckland, it would be a lot darker. most people that have heard my stuff, the comments that are coming out are saying basically that it's it's original sounding and it's fresh, and I think that really has a lot to do with the lifestyle over here. You know, I'm not writing for anyone else but myself, really, and yeah.
Fantastic. Now, not only are you doing, you know, making your own tunes, making your own records, you know, and really, you know, really doing it for yourself, what else have you got on the cards?
Another big project of mine is my little clothing T-shirt brand called Noi Zealand, and that's been going for 2 years now, and so I've, basically split my time between music and pushing this brand, and, you know, as everyone knows, making a fashion label is, well, like a clothing label, is one of the hardest industries to get into. It's been a huge challenge, and but yeah, I've been quite lucky because my stuff is quite exclusive because I haven't got the funds to, you know, mass produce the stuff. So it is really exclusive, and it kind of creates a little demand there for it. So I'm never short of people wanting to buy the gear. My biggest problem is like being able to ship it out quick enough.
Exactly. So you're creating yourself a nice little niche market, yes, which we like to hear. So do you produce those on the island as well? You know, tell us a bit about the designs.
I've been printing them all myself. I designed them all myself, and I've been printing them up at a workshop in Tahi Road that I've been hiring out. So, yeah, it's hard work.
And so, you know, do you just sell them to friends, or do you take them to gigs? You know, where can islanders come and check out your works and check out your goodies?
Yeah, just through word of mouth and mates, but also selling on the internet. Like, most of my orders, at least half of them come from the net, and it's noizealand.com, N-O-I-S-E. Zealand.com, and yeah, working on the next range. It will be up there in a month or something. So
I
ship to shipping to Australia, the States, London, UK, and Canada as well. So
far out, taking the world by storm, mate. All from Waiheke. Yes,
yeah. I mean, it's not huge, but I get frequent orders from overseas. Eh? So it's good to know that it's kind of
rocking
rip over there. Yeah,
wicked. So now you guys are playing with some local support and some Aucklanders at Blend tonight, which is at Grind.
We sure are.
Tell us a bit about the gig and what's in store for all the rockers out there.
Well, it's basically the Waiheke leg of the tour, to promote the record, and going to be me and Billy Fluid and the Offbeat crew with Sam Owen, DJ Gull, Munt, and special guests Stelecta, who is a local girl, Stella Norman. People will know her as. She's having a second ever gig tonight. She's
going to join us.
And a guy called Future One from Auckland, who's also on the record that we released as well. So should be a good night. Beautiful day for it. So if you're out there, make sure you come down and check it out. There'll be some good sounds.
Cool, yeah. So that's at Blend tonight, which was formerly Grind, down by Woolworths and Placemakers. $10 on the door. Space is limited, so get in there fast, people.
Yeah, starts now, at 8 o'clock.
So 8 o'clock. Come down early. Early start. Good. Like to hear that. Now, when you are doing live gigs, do you have any rituals pre-show or during the day? You know, do you have anything for luck? Say, you know, wear some lucky undies, or, you know, make sure you have a, you know, 3-egg omelette, you know, anything that, any sort of superstitions that you've got before the gig?
I always make sure to give Penny a huge hug and a kiss, and she wishes me luck, and that usually gets me through.
Oh, that's enough to keep me going.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, and sometimes when I'm playing, I kiss my wedding ring. Oh. It sounds pretty emo, but yeah, that's actually what I do.
Hey, no, everyone's got their own little things.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for chatting with me today, Charlie. It's
You're
been
welcome.
Great. And so Optimus Grime Recordings, that is the launch tonight, as well as the release of Charlie's 12-inch record. Also, celebrate the tour itself is celebrating the release of their latest EP.